Blog Talk Radio.
And we are back here at Faith Lutheran Stadium. About 8 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the halftime here. The Las Vegas Showgirls are up 19 to nothing over the California Lynx. To kind of recap what happened, the California Lynx actually came out and looked as if they were going to take control of this game. They got down in the red zone, first and goal from the 1 yard line. A couple of sweeps got stopped for a loss. A couple of penalties backs them up, and then the defense for the Showgirls made a stop. It was actually 0-0. Actually, 0-0 at the beginning of the second quarter. Right at the end of the first quarter, the McVickers dropped back. She threw a pass. It was intercepted. And that kind of got the Las Vegas Showgirls going. You know, got their backs away from their own end zone, gave them a little bit of room to breathe. And after a penalty on the very first play, Shamika Finks took it, and she went about 60 yards for a touchdown. She ran through about two or three tackles and then hit the last person with a pretty good stiff arm. It just seems like the California Lynx self-destructed there toward the second half. And I said it early on in the game, and I said it a few times during the broadcast, that this Las Vegas Showgirls team was a lot bigger than the California Lynx, and they have a lot more depth. You know, I think the California Lynx actually might just be getting a little bit tired. You know, they don't have the depth, the ability to take certain players out of the game and give them a blow, and, you know, therefore, they're getting run down in this Las Vegas Showgirls team. They're fresh because they're rotating people out of the game. again, we are here at Las Vegas Faith Lutheran Stadium, Las Vegas Showgirls 19, the California Lynx 0. About 6 minutes remaining in the halftime. I'm going to try to get Coach Dion on the phone and get his take on what he liked and what he didn't like in the first half. I thought I was gonna get him there on the horn. Just stick with me, and I'll see if I can get Coach Dion here on the horn and maybe get his take on the first half. I'm not too sure if the coach of the California Lynx wants to talk to me. He said that he would talk to me at halftime, but looks as if he's pretty in depth over there in his coaching. Doesn't look like we're going to get Coach Dion on the horn here at during this halftime as the halftime rolls down at about 4 minutes remaining in halftime. We're going to go ahead and let you guys listen to that Showgirls theme one more time as we this clock rolls down on the halftime, and when we get back, we'll be ready for the second half. Enjoy the music. We are back, and I think we have Coach Dion on the horn. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Give me your take on how you feel about how the first half went with your likes and your dislikes.
Well, I kind of figured that Coach Bartley was going to try to hold the ball. He did a damn great job in that first quarter. I think they had the ball, what, 12 minutes out of 15?
Yes,
and,
yes.
He knows that our offense is explosive, and he's trying to keep us off the field. But the bottom line is it's first game jitters, and I didn't like the fact that we weren't tackling well. We had a couple good hits there towards the second half, I mean second quarter, but we were arm tackling, and that's not good. That's not good, and that's what I got on the girls about. We got to use the shoulder pads. That's what we got them for. Make tackles with the shoulders.
Definitely, definitely. After I got off the interview with you pregame, I let the folks know, gave them a little chance to visualize the size of the Las Vegas Showgirls compared to the California Lynx. Do you think the Lynx are getting tired with your offensive line leaning on them as well as the defensive line? Because you guys are considerably bigger than the California Lynx.
Yeah, definitely that. We're in pretty good shape, and we're going to pick up the pace, the tempo. You know, like I said, our offense is a fast tempo. We try to run plays every 20 seconds. So we want to not only tire out a defense, but we want to lean on them, just like you're saying, and make them run from sideline to sideline. And then we hit them up the middle with Shamika Finks. I think she got 3 carries for like 90 yards right now. And, you know, that's just straight up the middle.
Yeah, it looks like they don't have an answer for Shamika Finks. Every time she touches the ball, she's about, I think she might be averaging about 20, 30 yards a carry right now, you know.
Three carries for 90 yards, that sounds like 30 yards a carry to me, right up the
definitely,
middle.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You guys looking to maybe run the ball a little bit more because you have the big lead, or are you going to open it up and try to put some more points on the board here in the second half?
Well, I got confidence in my veteran quarterback. She's going to take all the plays on this series here. Our goal is to go down and drive. And score, and then we're going to get our rookie a lot more time at quarterback. As you can see, she's been playing some running back and some wide receiver. That would be Nikki Johnson. And,
I definitely noticed that.
Yeah, we try to find different ways to get her the ball. You know?
Okay, okay.
So the bottom line is we got a lot of athletes, and we're just trying to get everybody a chance to touch the ball. When you got so many people, you know, you look up and only it's carrying the ball 3 or 4 times, you know. I don't have a workhorse. You know?
Definitely, definitely. Well, good luck in the second half. And
all right, we're about to get this kickoff going. We should be turning it back for a touchdown. We're going right up the middle.
Okay,
so
definitely. I'll be alert.
All right, later.
All right, good luck, Coach. All right, back here, that was Coach Dion of the Las Vegas Showgirls. We are already underway here in the second half, the kickoff. The Las Vegas Showgirls are returning from my right to left. The kickoff. And she is still on her feet. She's still on her feet, people. She's made it. And there she goes. She is up the sideline, a couple of big blocks. And she's going to be pushed out at about the 46-yard line. It looked like the Lynx had her there bottled up, and she came. She squirted out of there somehow and got a couple of pretty good blindside blocks by her teammates, and she was able to get a gain of about 30 or 40 yards on this kickoff return to start the second half. So this 14 minutes and 47 seconds here in the third quarter. Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. It's first and 10 from about the 46-yard line. We'll see if the Las Vegas Showgirls can continue to keep their foot on the pedal or if they'll get a little complacent. Showgirls break the huddle. 3 wide receivers, 2 up top, 1 at the bottom. Shotgun formation with 2 running backs behind the quarterback. Quarterback takes a snap. She tosses it to the right. And they go halfback pass. She's got somebody open, and it is incomplete. Just a tad short. Just a tad short. I told you, like Coach Dion said just a second ago, he's been playing both quarterbacks quite often together on the field, and when you have something like that and they're both capable of running the ball, you really don't know what you're going to get. And they threw a little wrinkle in, kind of like the first play they ran in the first half, but out of their own end zone, the halfback pass. So a 2nd and 10 from the 47-yard line. Showgirls break the huddle. 4 wide receivers, 1 running back, shotgun formation, 3 wide receivers at the bottom, 1 at the top. Quarterback takes the toss. Oh, toss to the left. Oh, and Shamika Finks is hammered for a loss of 1 yard. A loss of 1 yard on the on the play. It is going to be third down and 11 from the 47-yard line with 14 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. We're just underway here in the third quarter at Faith Lutheran Stadium here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Again, the Las Vegas Showgirls 19, the California Lynx 0. Showgirls break the huddle, four wide receivers, two up top, two at the bottom. One running back in Finks in the backfield. They take the shotgun. She throws it out to Finks, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Just overthrew her just a little bit. And that is not the way I know that is not the way Coach Dion wanted to start this first drive of the second half. Going to be fourth down and 10. Coach Dion is going to go for it. Fourth down and 10 from the – actually, fourth down and 11 from the 47-yard line. Coach Dion is going to go for it. Again, he has both quarterbacks on the field at this time. We'll see what they come up with. I don't think the Lynx know that Coach Dion is going for it. They're set up for a punt return. Three wide receivers up top, one at the bottom. The Lynx are still in punt return formation. And there's a flag on the play. Delay of game, Las Vegas Showgirls. And this is definitely not the way they wanted to start this second half. Looking at fourth and 16 from the 52-yard line. Not 52. She dropped back and throws. She has somebody open. And it is incomplete, and the Las Vegas Showgirls are going to turn the ball over on downs here in their opening possession of the second half. This, depending on what the California Lynx coach told his players, there is an opportunity for them to go down and maybe steal a little bit of momentum. I don't know, here at the stadium, I know you guys can't see, but during that halftime, Las Vegas Showgirls seemed to act as if they had already won the game, hanging around, talking to fans in the stands while the Lynx were over there being coached up. We'll see if that plays a part in the second half. See if the Showgirls have become complacent and already thought that they've won the game, and see if they decide they're going to take the second half off. California Lynx break the huddle. They got the ball at the 49-yard line. First and 10. They are moving from my left to right. Two wide receivers. I formation, McVickers under center. She hands off to McDonald. McDonald off to the right, coming towards us. She breaks a couple of tackles, but is going to be hit for a loss, and there are flags everywhere. It looks as if there's going to be a couple of personal fouls. So we'll see what's going on while they sort three of them, I believe, three different flags on the play. They're going to try to sort these out. While they sort this out, I'd like to thank a few of our sponsors, the Urban Chamber of Commerce, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, the Candy Bar, Women's Tackle Football Group, Adidas, Michael J. Tamita, and Stan S. Askews of Island Dental Center, National Women's Football Camp and Conference, and Newman Property Management. Thirteen minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. It's actually two flags that was holding against the California Lynx, so they marched that back. And then there's a personal foul on the Las Vegas Showgirls, so they marched that penalty off. It's gonna be first and 5 from the 44-yard line. Two wide receivers, I formation, McVickers under center. McVickers takes the snap. She's rolling to her left. She has a little bit of room. She fakes the option, turns it upfield. Got a big gain. It looks like she has enough to pick up a first down. That's going to be about a gain of 7 yards for McVickers. And again, early in the first half, the Las Vegas Showgirls really didn't have an answer for that play there. California Lynx kind of got away from, you know, getting McVickers out on the edge and letting her put pressure on the defense with her feet as well as being able to throw the ball. So we'll see if they get back to this and if they can get back into this game. It's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 37-yard line with 13 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. California Lynx are in Las Vegas Showgirls territory, moving from my left to right. Two wide receivers, I formation. McVickers under center. She takes a snap. She drops back, has a little bit of pressure. Looks like, oh, she breaks a couple of tackles. She's coming back here. Breaks a couple of tackles and gets a positive gain out of what would have been a 10-yard loss. Looks like she's going to get about a gain of 2 yards, 2 or 3 yards. Going to be 2nd down and 8 from about the 34-yard line. Eleven minutes and 53 seconds remaining here in this third quarter at Faith Lutheran. Again, Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Leaks 0. I formation again, two wide receivers, one at the top, one at the bottom. McVickers under center. And there's a penalty. Looks like it could possibly be a delay of game or even false start. False start on the California Lynx. And this is definitely what they did in the first half. They would get on a roll and get some yards with some positive yardage, and then they would shoot themselves in the foot. So it's going to be a 5 yard, you know, they marched off the 5 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 8 from the 38 with 11 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. Let's see if the California Lynx can get something going here and get some points on the board. Maybe get some momentum going and get back in the game, because that was definitely not the way the Las Vegas Showgirls wanted to start the second half. McVickers under center. She drops back. She's under pressure. She steps up in the pocket, gets away from a couple of tacklers. Again. And she's still on her feet. She's still on her feet. She's going to gain. She might have enough for a first down on that play. Not quite enough for the first down. So it's going to be 3rd and about 3 yards. 3rd and about 3 yards. Which is gain of 8 on the play. 3rd and 3 from the 28-yard line with 10 minutes and 25 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. McVickers under center, I formation. She drops back. Quick pass out to the left to King. King makes somebody miss. She's up the sideline, and that's going to be enough for a first down. It's going to be about 1st and 10 from the 22-yard line for the California Lynx, and they are marching. They are marching. Told you, it seems as if the Showgirls believe that they already had this game won as the California Lynx were over there being coached up at halftime. A lot of Showgirls were talking to people in the stands and enjoying the fact that they had a 19-point lead. But the Lynx come out this second half like they still have some fight in them. So we'll see if they can get some points on the board and maybe swing this momentum in their direction. while we're in the timeout, I want to thank a few more of my sponsors. Sudden Values, State Farm Insurance, Hoffy Hot Dogs, Clark County Parks and Recreation, Faith Lutheran High School, of course, for allowing us to use their facilities, and Fox Pizza did. 9 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in this third quarter. First and 10 from about the 21-yard line for the California Lynx. Two wide receivers, I formation, McVickers under center. See if the Lynx can get their first points of the season on the board. McVickers dropped back. She looks left, she throws right, she has King. Oh, and just overthrows it just a bit. That was actually a pretty good, very good design play. They ran the quick hitter out there. I believe it was the last play. The last play, they ran a quick hitter to King, and she got up the sideline to get the first down. So they pump faked it and hit her and sent her up the sideline. It's just a little bit out of her reach. Going to be second and 10 from the 21-yard line. Here we go. Three wide receivers this time. Three wide receivers. McDonald in the backfield by herself. McVickers under center. McVickers, looks like they're trying the same play. She has King, and that is going to almost to, down to the one-yard line. We have a flag on the play, though. Looks like it might be pass interference on the Las Vegas Showgirls. I'm not quite sure, but if that's what it is, this play will stand, and the California Lynx will have the ball first and goal from the one-yard line. And that's exactly what it is. So the California Lynx declined that penalty and took the play. So it is first and goal from the one-yard line. California Lynx have an opportunity to punch this in and swing this momentum in their favor and put 6 points on the board. McVickers under center. Ah, and there they go again. It's going to be a false start on the California Lynx. That will back them up five. It will be first and goal from the 6 yard line. Here we go, first and six. Oh, actually, yeah, first and goal from the 6 yard line. 9 minutes remaining here, and the clock is moving here in the third quarter. Got two wide receivers, I formation behind McVickers. Vickers under center. She takes a snap. She rolls right, and she fumbles. She's fumbled. There's a fumble on the play. McDonald picks it up. She's trying to get some positive yards out of it, but she is not, and she is banged. She is banged down for a loss of about. A loss of about 11 yards. And this is exactly what happened in the first half, folks, if you were tuned in. The California Lynx, in their first drive of the first half, marched the ball down the field. They got a couple first down. They went for it on fourth down a couple times and converted. Got all the way to the one-yard line and were not able to put the ball into the end zone. So it's going to be second down and 19. Second and goal from the 19-yard line with 7 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in this third quarter. California Lynx break the huddle with three wide receivers at the bottom, one at the top. McVickers under center. She drops back. She throws across the middle. It's caught. Going to be about a gain of 5-6 yards, a gain of about 6 yards. Third down and goal from the 14-yard line here at Faith Lutheran Stadium. Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. California Lynx break the huddle. Again, three wide receivers at the bottom, one at top. McVickers under center. McVickers drop back. She's rolling left. And she is sacked. She is a big sack for the Las Vegas Showgirls. The Las Vegas Showgirls are just pinning their ears back right now because they know after that big loss that they're not going to give anything big up on the ground. And in order for the Lynx to get into the end zone, they have to throw the ball. So that D-line is pinning their ears back, and they are coming. It's going to be fourth down. California Lynx are going to go for it. Coach wants to talk about it. He's going to call a timeout. It's going to be fourth and goal from the 21-yard line with 6 minutes and 21 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. I'd like to thank a couple more of our sponsors. The City of North Las Vegas Parks and Recreation, Jason's Deli, Dr. Michael Weberson, DDS, Arizona Charlie's, Decatur, and Heavenly Bliss Wedding Chapels. I'd like to thank them for their support of the Las Vegas Showgirls. If you want to get online and check out the Showgirls, the website is www.lvshowgirls.com. That is www.lvshowgirls, girls with a Z.com. All right, here we go. It's fourth and goal from the 21-yard line. California Lynx, three wide receivers. McVickers under center. McVickers dropped back. She's under pressure, and she's going to be sacked. Great play by the Las Vegas Showgirls defensive line. They're just pinning their ears back, and it seems as if the California Lynx have no answer to the size of the Las Vegas Showgirls. It's going to be first and 10, Las Vegas Showgirls. Showgirls are going to be heading from my right to left with 6 minutes and 15 seconds. So we'll see if they can get something going. You heard Coach Dion say at halftime that his starting quarterback, the veteran quarterback, was only going to play this series if they could get something going. Well, she is back on the field. I told you he would not be too happy with that series that they came out with after halftime. So all the starters are still on the field with 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Showgirls break the huddle. Two wide receivers, shotgun formation, split back in the backfield with the two running backs. Three wide receivers. And they run some misdirection, and it is stopped. It is stopped. It's going to be made a gain of 0. No gain on the play. There's actually flags on the field at the back end. We'll see what this is. Weather is actually perfect for this game, folks. That wind that picked up has actually died down. You couldn't ask for more perfect weather for a game tonight. No wind at all. Not very cold. Because we are in the desert. It does get cold in the desert. So we'll see what this flag is on the play. And it is a personal foul on the Las Vegas Showgirls. Personal foul on the Las Vegas Showgirls. So that's going to back them up. Again, I reiterate, this is not the way Coach Dion wanted to start this second half of the game. They have had the ball twice. The first one was four and out. Second one, they have come out and been hit with a big 15-yard personal foul penalty. It's going to be first and 10 from the second down and 25 from the 14-yard line. Three wide receivers. Again, they hand it off. They hand it off to Finks, and she's up the middle, and she is banged down after a big run. Number three for the California Lynx. She put a big hit on her. That is Melody Peterson. Finks thought she was home free, and Peterson came out of nowhere and banged her down. A gain of 22 yards. It's going to be third and three from the 32-yard line. Actually, the 38-yard line, third and five from the 38. 5 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Showgirls, two wide receivers at the bottom, one at top. Quarterback takes a snap. She drops back. She's looking. And she's going to get out of there. No, she's not. Loss of 3 yards on the play. And Coach Dion's going to elect to punt. He's going to elect to punt in and play the field position game here. Going to be 4th and 6 from the 32-yard line. The Showgirls are going to punt it away. They're going to be punting from my left, my right, moving to the left. It is King deep to receive. There's a flag on the play. High punt. King receives it. She's going left. And she is bottled up. She is bottled up. We'll see what this flag is on the play here. It is a false start, Las Vegas Showgirls. We'll see if the California Lynx choose to have the Showgirls back up and repunt it, or if they'll take the play where they got it. 4 minutes and 3 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. And they are going to back them up. So... Maybe an opportunity for King to return one and get some positive yardage and get back into Las Vegas Showgirls territory. Showgirls would be punting from their own 27-yard line. Good snap. Low line drive of a punt. And it's going to, number three for the, and she gets back across the 50, and she's going to be down at about the 41-yard line. While we have a little bit of time, I'll recognize a few more of my sponsors here. Mo Better Karaoke. Perfect Auto Service. Dr. Tommy Lee, DDDSS at Summerlin Smile Dental. Latasha White at FAMS and Classy Claws Nail Salon. Thank you for support. Thank you for your support here of the Las Vegas Showgirls. California Lynx break the huddle. And they already had a penalty on this first play before they could ever get it going. So that's going to back them up 5 yards. It's going to be 1st and 15 from about the 46-yard line. They are moving from my left to right. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Here, four wide receivers here for the California Lynx, and they are in the shotgun formation. And we'll see if this offensive line is able to hold up, because these showgirls have been pinning their ears back. And here comes somebody free. McVicker steps up. She throws, and it's incomplete. The DM for the Las Vegas showgirls just came completely untouched. Nobody blocked her. McVickers has been running around like a chicken with her hair cut off all day. So we'll see if they can get something going. She's gonna need a little bit more protection if they're going to get back in this game. Going to be 2nd and 15 from the 46-yard line. Score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. There they are with three wide receivers out of shotgun. McVicker takes the snap. She's rolling right. And she's going to run. She's going to pull it down and run. She gets a couple of blocks, and she's still on her feet. She cuts back across the field, and here she goes. And she's still on her feet, and she has enough to pick up the first down. That's going to be a gain of about 17 yards on the play. The Las Vegas Showgirls are just arm tackling. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the 28-yard line. California Lynx moving towards the Las Vegas Showgirls end zone. They're still trying to get their first points of the season, trying to get some points on the board some way, somehow. California Lynx break the huddle with four wide receivers. McVickers is back under center with McDonald behind her. McVickers takes the snap. She drops back. She's looking down here at the bottom. She steps up into the pocket. Oh, and she is hit as she releases the ball. She is hit. She had someone open, but she just doesn't really have any time to set her feet and make any throws. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 28-yard line. From the Showgirls 28-yard line. Pretty much this whole second half has been played in Showgirls territory. Showgirls haven't really shown anything coming out of halftime, and the California Lynx were able to get the ball down to the 1-yard line, but they just have self-destructed as they did in the first half. We'll see if they can maybe get something going with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. McVicker's under center. She drops back. She has somebody open. It hangs in the air, and it is intercepted by the Las Vegas Showgirls. That is intercepted. There is a flag on the play. I do believe it's against the California Lynx, so that play is going to stand, and that was intercepted. It's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 12-yard line with the Las Vegas Showgirls moving away from their end zone. 1st and 10 from about the 12-yard line. They'll be moving from my right to left. We'd like to thank a few more of our sponsors while we have the chance. We'd like to thank Dr. Lee Whitten, DPM at Apache Foot and Ankle, X-Fuse, VC2, Winston Henderson Architects, and Sean Larson at Woodworks. We'd like to thank you for your support. Showgirls break the huddle with three wide receivers, quarterback in shotgun formation, moving from my left to right. They hand it off, and it's a big run, and it's going to be about a gain of 9 yards. But again, this safety for the California Lynx, number three for the California Lynx, she is coming up and laying some wood these last couple of opportunities she's gotten. It's going to be 2nd down and 1 from about the 21-yard line. Showgirls break the huddle. Two wide receivers at the bottom, one at the top. Shotgun formation. They hand it off again. And there's a big hole. And she's rolling. She has enough for the first down. She just wasn't quite get away from that safety for the California Lynx. It's going to be a first down, though. Ball at about the 26, 27-yard line with 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining here in the third quarter at Faith Lutheran Stadium. The score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. Showgirls break the huddle. Two wide receivers at the top, one at the bottom. Shotgun formation with two running backs behind the quarterback. And it's going to be a free play because the Lynx jumped offside. They toss it off to the right, and she turns the corner, and she has about a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. I stand corrected, about a gain of 9 yards. So the Showgirls are going to, they were able to capitalize on that movement. They're going to decline that penalty, and they'll take that 9 yard gain. It's going to be 2nd and 9 from about the 35-yard line. With 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Break the huddle, two wide receivers at the bottom, one at the top. And it's a bad snap. Showgirls pick it up, got someone moving left. And she's able to break a couple tackles. She gets outside, and she has enough to pick up the first down. Tell you folks, when it rains, it pours. The California Lynx can't seem to do anything right. They get a couple of breaks, but even on a bad play like that, where it's a bad snap, the Showgirls are able to pick it up and run it for a first down with the clock still moving. That's possibly going to be the last play of the third quarter, but it's 1st and 10. From the 42-yard line. The Showgirls moving from my left to right. And that is going to be the last play of the third quarter. At the end of the quarter, it is still Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. Going into this fourth quarter, we'd like to thank our sponsors again. The National Women's Football Camp and Conference, Newman Property Management, Sudden Values, State Farm Insurance, Hoppy Hot Dogs, Clark County Parks and Recreation, the City of North Las Vegas Parks and Recreation, the City of Las Vegas Parks and Recreation, Faith Lutheran High School, Tanya S. Good at Mass Mutual Financial Group, Dr. Michael P. Weberson, DDS, Classy Claws Nail Salon, Latasha White at FAMS, Jason's Deli of Las Vegas, Dr. Evelyn Chin at Greater Las Vegas Dental, Catalina Weberson at Mary Kay, Dr. Ton A. Lee, DDS, at Summerlin Smile Dental, Style Insurance Services, Jacqueline Whitfield at East Coast West Coast, Hypno Counseling, Mo Better Karaoke, Perfect Auto Services, Mountain Podiatry, Sean Larrison at Woodworks, Winston Henderson Architects, BC2, Excuse, Heavenly Bliss Wedding Chapels, Dr. Lee Witten, DPM at Apache Foot and Ankle Specialist, TicketLeap.com, and the Cozy Sports Bar. Beginning of the fourth quarter here, the score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx nothing. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the 42. Las Vegas Showgirls moving from my left to right. First play of the fourth quarter, they hand it off to Shamika Fink, and she is going to be stopped for what looks like a loss of 1 yard. So it looks like it's going to be 2nd and 11 from the 43-yard line. Actually, the 37-yard line. Las Vegas Showgirls break the huddle. Four wide receivers, two up top, two at the bottom. Single back behind the shotgun quarterback. They take the snap. She throws to her left. and she overthrows her wide receiver. Seems like the Showgirls cannot get anything going here in the second half. Seems like maybe they decided to pack it in and go ahead and just take the victory that they want. I know that's not the way Coach Dion wants this game to go, but seems as if the players have decided that they put enough points on and they're not actually playing with the same fire and intensity as they were playing with in the first half. So we'll see if Coach Dion can get something going here in the fourth quarter, maybe end this game on a good note. Three wide receivers, two at the top, one at the bottom, shotgun formation. And the snap, ball is handed off to Fink, and she is hit in the backfield. That is going to be a loss of about 5 yards, a loss of 5 yards, with 13 minutes and 25 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. Fans, get the latest behind-the-scenes action at www.lvshowgirls.com. Check in daily for updates, stats, and player profiles. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the official Las Vegas Showgirls newsletter and press release. And it is fourth down and 14 from the 33-yard line, and Coach Dion calls the timeout. Fans, you can join us after the game at the Candy Bar located at the Crave Lounge next to the Planet Hollywood Casino and Resort at about 11 p.m. Come meet the team and get autographs. Official merchandise is on sale now. Stock up on the coolest Showgirls gear at our merchandise table located near the concession area. Also, check out our gear online at www.lasvegasshowgirls.com. That is www.lvshowgirlswithaz.com. Coach Dion elects to punt. It is punted away. Lisa King's not going to have a chance to return this. And she jumps on it because it's touched by one of her teammates, but it looks like the California Lynx are going to recover, and it's going to be first down and 10. From about their own 36-yard line with 12 minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter at Faith Lutheran Stadium. See if the coach for the Lynx will try to just go ahead and get something going and at least, you know, give them something to build on moving into the next game of the season. You know, you never want to go out of the first game and not putting any points up on the board. So we'll see if maybe he can get something going. Maybe it gets sick. He would love to get a touchdown, but even if he can get 3 points, you know, anything you can build off of. Links are going to be moving from my right to left. Four wide receivers. McVickers under the center. McDonald in the backfield. McVickers takes the snap. She drops back. She rolls out to the right. She throws, and she has a receiver, and it is caught for about a gain of 9 yards. That is caught by number 22, Ashley Smith. Ashley Smith's first catch of the game. Score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx nothing. Second down and 2 from about the 44-yard line. Again, four wide receivers, McVickers under center, McDonald in the backfield. McVickers takes the snap. She drops back. She throws on the run and is going to be caught. It is caught by number 24, Brick. Going to be a first down for the California Lynx. The first and 10 from about the 49-yard line. California Lynx break the huddle, moving from our right to left. Four wide receivers, McVicker under center, McDonald in the backfield. 11 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. Vickers take the snap. She drops back. She steps up into the pocket. She throws a good ball, and that is going to be dropped by Brick. Brick put it right there on the numbers, Vickers put it right there on the numbers, and Brick couldn't hold on to it. This is the type of stuff that the coach for the Lynx is really running these plays to probably try to build on next week's game or whenever their next game is. That's the kind of stuff that's been killing them all day. You know, if it's not a drop pass, it's a penalty, or it's miscues, and a lot of them are mental mistakes. 11 minutes and 5 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Second down and 10 for the 48-yard line. McVickers under center, four wide receivers. She drops back. She has pressure. And she's going to be sacked for a big loss. That is going to be a loss of about 9 or 10 yards. Ball will be spotted at the 38-yard line. About 10 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be third down and 20. The score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. Four wide receivers, two up top, two at the bottom. McVickers under center with number 3, Melody Peterson, is now checked in the backfield. McVickers takes the snap. She drops back. She's under pressure again, and she hits Peterson out in the flat, and she catches it, and she's running. She's got quite a big game, but it's going to come back. There's going to be a block in the back call on that play. That was actually the block that sprung Peterson outside over there. So more penalties here for the California Lynx. While the officials are here trying to get this penalty figured out again, we have a couple more sponsors. Women's Tackle Football Group.NIG.com, Adidas, The Candy Bar, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Michael J. Tamita, and Stan S. Askews at Island Dental Center in the Urban Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be about from the 33-yard line, third down and 25 for the Lynx, moving from our right to left. Four wide receivers. Vickers dropped back. She's under pressure already. And she is sacked again. She is sacked again. That is it's going to be another loss of about 8 yards. Looks like we have a player down on the field here. It'll be fourth down in a mile for the California Lynx. We'll see if they can if the coach elects to go for it, because if they don't pick it up, Showgirls would have great field position and opportunity to put another touchdown up on the board, or if he'll elect to go ahead and kick it out of there and keep the score as is. At this time, we'd also like to thank Knockout Training, Blossom Bariatrics, Fox Pizza Den, and Arizona Charlie's Decatur, the official stay of the visiting team of the Las Vegas Showgirls. Again, while you're tuning in, if you would like to go to the Las Vegas Showgirls website, that is www.lbshowgirls.com, www.lbshowgirls.com, girls with a Z. You could check in daily for updates, stats, and player profiles. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the official Las Vegas Showgirls newsletter and press release. I'm not quite sure who this is down on the field. I can't see a number. But with 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter at Faith Lutheran Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, the score remains the Las Vegas Showgirls 19, the California Lynx 0. And that player is up on her feet, and she is walking off. I still can't quite get a number. Looks like that is number 92 of the California Lynx. That would be Cynthia Adway. We are glad to see her up and walking off the field under her own power. So that is good news. About 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter, actually remaining in the game. Looks as if this is gonna be the first win of the season for the Las Vegas Showgirls. You know, but definitely not the way Coach Dion wanted this second half to go. He definitely wanted to come out and maybe show a little bit more fire and maybe put another touchdown or two up on the board. And the Lynx are going to elect to play the field position game and kick the ball out of there and make the Showgirls work a little bit for another touchdown. They're going to punt it out. And it is a fake. They have faked it. She rugby style kicks it. And it's a good punt. It's still rolling at about the 30, the 25. A Showgirl picks it up, and she's coming down here to the bottom of the screen to the right side of the field, and she is about to get the – and she turns the corner. It's a big return. That was a big return. I'm not sure if that was a planned punt. Maybe the coach told the punter to go ahead and run the fake if there was nothing there when she got around to the corner, go ahead and punt it. But what she actually did was out-punt her kick cover, so – that returner for the Showgirls was able to pick it up and get some positive yardage, and they are back in California Lynx territory. It's going to be first and 10 from the 41-yard line. Showgirls moving from my left to right in California Lynx territory with 8 minutes and 47 seconds remaining. So we'll see if Coach Dion is content with this victory and maybe he's going to run the ball to maybe keep the clock moving, or if he'll throw the ball and try to put some more points on the board. four wide receivers, two up top, two at the bottom, shotgun formation with the running back behind the quarterback. Take the snap, and it's a run right up the middle, and it's a big run. It's going to be a gain of about 6 yards, 5 or 6 yards, and that is a good game for the Showgirls. Eight minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's actually a 7 yard game for the Las Vegas Showgirls. It's going to be second down and 3 from the 34 yard line. Score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. Three wide receiver formation, shotgun. Two wide receivers up top, one at the bottom. It looks like it was a miscue. Quarterback rolls out, and she's still on her feet, and she's still going. Looks like she's going to get in the end zone, folks, and no, there's a flag. She has hit out at about the 6 yard line. There is going to be a flag on the play. The flag is against the Showgirls. It's going to negate about a 20-yard gain. So we'll see what's going with 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. It looks as if Coach Dion has decided he's going to go ahead and continue to run the ball to make sure the clock is moving. While the refs go ahead and try to figure this penalty out, it is against the Showgirls. It's a holding. So it's going to come off the end of the run, but is it still going to be a first down? Showgirls break the huddle. Two wide receivers up top, one at the bottom. No, actually, three wide receivers up top, one at the bottom. Snap, and it's going to be a toss to the left, and she gets outside. It's going to get about a gain of about 3 yards, 3 or 4 yards. What she actually did that Coach Dion, I know he's going to really appreciate it, was she stayed in bounds. She could have easily ran out of bounds and stopped the clock, but she stayed in bounds to keep that clock moving. Gain of 5 yards. That was going to be second and 5 from the 25. Showgirls, two wide receivers at the top, one at the bottom. And then handoff up the middle. And she's still on her feet. A couple of good moves. She makes some tacklers miss, and she is brought down at the 11-yard line. That's a great play. And that's going to be a first down for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Be first and 10 from about the 10-yard line, 10, 11-yard line with 6 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in this game. Two wide receivers at the bottom, one at the top, shotgun formation. And there's a toss to the right. Running back gets outside. She's going to be brought down at about the 5-yard line, and there is a flag on the play. I don't think the California Lynx really appreciate the Showgirls trying to put more points on the board at this point. So it's getting a little testy out there, so we'll see what this flag is. That is unfortunate for the California Lynx. That is a dead ball, unsportsmanlike penalty against them, which is going to move the ball half the distance to the goal. So it will be first and goal from about the 2-yard line for the Las Vegas Showgirls with 6 minutes and 5 seconds remaining here in this game. Showgirls break the huddle. 2 wide receivers up top, 1 at the bottom. Moving from my left to right at their own 2-yard, at the California Lynx 2-yard line. Opportunity to put some more points on the board and make Coach Dion a little bit happy. They run it up the middle, and she is going to be stopped. Going to be second and goal from the 2-yard line. That was a gain of 0. Two wide receivers up top, 1 at the bottom. Quarterback's going to keep her, and she is going to be stuck. She is actually going to, I think, lose yards on that one. But there is another flag in the back of the end zone, and this would be really unfortunate for the California Lynx that this penalty is against them, because that would be a first down. That would give them a fresh set of downs. No, actually, it is an unsportsmanlike penalty against the Las Vegas Showgirls. So that is going to back them up. And that does not make Coach Dion too happy as he lays into one of these players here. That was their opportunity to go ahead and put some points on the board in the second half. And going to be second and goal from about the 16-yard line. We'll see if the Showgirls can maybe put one in the end zone, or if this is going to be the final score of the game. Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx nothing. Showgirls, 3 wide receivers at the bottom, 1 at the top. Shotgun formation with 1 back in the backfield with the quarterback. She drops back. She stands in the pocket. She throws. She has somebody out in the flat, and it is going to be incomplete. Just short. She had her receiver, her intended receiver, out in the flats by herself. She just short-armed it and skipped it in there. It's going to be fourth down. Fourth down and goal from the 17-yard line with 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Showgirls break the huddle here with 2 wide receivers at the bottom, 2 at the top. Shotgun formation. We'll see what Coach Dion. Quarterback receives it. She stands in the pocket. She throws. She has, and it is almost intercepted, dropped by Brick. That pass was just short. She actually had a wide receiver in the end zone. That is going to be a turnover on downs for the Las Vegas Showgirls, and the California Lynx are going to take over at the 17-yard line with 4 minutes and 53 seconds remaining in this game. Here we go. We have the California Lynx break the huddle with I formation, 2 wide receivers. We'll see if the coach is content on just go ahead and handing the ball off and keeping the clock moving, or if he'll drop back and maybe try to get something going. And it is a play action. She rolls out to the left. She throws. She has a wide receiver, and that is caught by King. King is running backwards. She actually lost yards after the catch. She caught the ball maybe 2 yards past the first down marker, but ran backwards about 3 yards, it's going to be second down and two from the 25-yard line. With 4 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game, it is the Las Vegas Showgirls 19, the California Lynx 0. Second and two from the 25-yard line. Again, I formation. No, split back formation. Two wide receivers, one at the top, one at the bottom. McVickers under center. She takes the snap. She drops back. She's under pressure. She steps into the pocket, and she has room to run. She gets outside of the pocket. She's still on her feet. She breaks a couple tackles. She has enough for the first down. Actually has quite a few yards there. That's going to be first down for the California Lynx. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 35-yard line. This is about a pickup of 10 for the California Lynx. I have to say, McVickers has probably been the lone bright spot for this California Lynx team. She did a lot in the first half, and the coaches kind of got away from it. And then they tried to get back into it in the second half, but being down 19-0, can't really throw the ball or run the ball too much with your quarterback. You got to drop her back and try to air it out and maybe get some yardage through the air and maybe a couple big plays. And with Coach Dion knowing that for the Las Vegas Showgirls, he has had his D-line has been attacking. He's thrown a couple of blitz in there, quite a few, in this second half. Before the next play could even get started, there was a penalty. It's going to be marked off against the Las Vegas Showgirls. It is first and five from the 40-yard line with 3 minutes remaining here in this game. California Lynx have one wide receiver at the bottom, one at the top, split back formation with McVickers under the center. McVickers dropped back. She gets away from one. She throws on a run, and that is going to be incomplete. Oh, and there's a late flag. They're going to call pass interference on the Las Vegas Showgirls. That was exactly what it was. Pass interference on the Showgirls. So they're going to march this off. And an automatic first down. It is a spot foul here in women's football. So maybe not too much yardage, just a new set of downs. First and 10 from the 43-yard line. The California Lynx moving from my right to left, trying to get into Showgirls territory. Two wide receivers, shotgun formation for McVickers. She gets the high shotgun snap. She throws down the middle field. She has a number three, catches it. That is a big play for the California Lynx. Probably the biggest play of the whole game. That she catches that pass. That is going to put them first and 10 from about the 27-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 27-yard line, and they are finally into Las Vegas Showgirls territory. A reception of 26 yards. See if the California Lynx can capitalize on this. Again, shotgun formation, two wide receivers, two backs in the backfield. McVickers takes the shotgun snap. It hits the ground. McVickers drops back, and she doesn't throw it. And it is going to be caught for possibly a loss of yards or no gain. About 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in this in this fourth quarter at Faith Lutheran in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Las Vegas Showgirls 19, the California Lynx 0. California Lynx break the huddle. Two wide receivers, shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield with the Mick Vickers. Vickers takes the snap. She drops back. She's looking to throw. She's got a little room. She throws back to the tight end. Good block. Tight end's moving. She's moving. And that is going to be only a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. She was tackled in bounds, and that is going to keep the clock moving. The clock is winding down to about 2 minutes left in this fourth quarter when we actually have an injured player down on the field, injured player for the California Lynx. While we have this time, I'm going to thank our sponsors one last time for one last time in this game. We have the National Women's Football Camp and Conference, Newman Property Management, Sudden Values, State Farm Insurance, Hoffy Hot Dogs, Clark County Parks and Recreation, the City of North Las Vegas Parks and Recreation, City of Las Vegas Parks and Recreation, Faith Lutheran High School, Tanya S. Good at Mass Mutual Financial Group, Dr. Michael P. Weberson, DDS, Classy Claws, Nail Salon, and Latasha White at FIMS. As the California Lynx break the huddle, two wide receivers, shotgun formation, moving from our right to left in Showgirls territory. Shotgun formation, bad snap. McVickers gets it. She throws down the middle, and that is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. And Showgirls still on their feet. That is going to be intercepted. Oh, and that ball is stripped by King of the California Lynx, and she is running in for a touchdown. That is the California Lynx. First touchdown of the season. The Showgirls were fighting for so much yardage. King came in there, stripped it out, and ran it in for a touchdown. That makes the score Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. Up, California Lynx 6. What a way to get your first touchdown of the season. King has been playing hard all game, though. Looks like the California Lynx are going to head and go, are going to go for two and try to put a few more points on the board here with a minute and 45 seconds remaining in the game. It is King at the bottom, Brick at the top. McDonald is dotting the I, and McVickers is under center for this point after attempt. McVickers takes the snap. She rolls to the right. It looks like option right. She pitches to McDonald, and she is not going to get in. She is pushed out at about the two-yard line. That's a great job by the Las Vegas Showgirls DN to string that out while the rest of the team was able to pursue the play. With 1 minute and 45 seconds here at Faith Lutheran Stadium in Las Vegas, the score is Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 6. We'd also like to thank a couple more sponsors, Jason's Deli of Las Vegas, Dr. Evangeline Chin at Greater Las Vegas Dental, Catalina Weberson at Mary Kay, Dr. Ton A. Lee, DDS at Sumlin Smile Dental, Style Insurance Services, Jacqueline Whitfield at East Coast West Coast, Hypno Counseling, Mo Better Karaoke, Perfect Auto Services, Mountain Podiatry,
Sean Larrison at Woodworks, Winston Henderson Architects, BC2, Exfuse, Heavenly Bliss Wedding Chapel, Dr. Lee Witten, DPM at Apache Foot and Ankle Specialist, TicketLeak.com, The Koji Sports Bra, Knockout Training, Blossom, Bariatrics, Fox Pizza Den, and Arizona Charlie's Decatur, the official stay of the visiting team of Las Vegas Showgirls.
So the California Link are going to be kicking off from my right to left. Coach Dion seems to put everybody up front. He seems to believe that the California Links are going to go ahead and kick an onside kick with 1 minute and 45 seconds remaining in this game. That is quite a bit of time left considering the arm that McVickers has on her and Brick and King at the wide receiver positions. And it is an onside kick, and it is up in the air, and it looks like there's a scrum for it. Lynx say they have it. The officials are down in the pile. Oh, and a flag, couple of flags go up. Looks like it's going to be, and more flags go up. And it looks like this game is getting a little out of hand. It looks like Showgirls recovered it down there in the pile. We'll see what these penalties are here with 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Let's see what the official calls here. New call, unsportsmanlike against the Showgirls. And there has been a player ejected. There has been a player ejected for the Showgirls. Was actually two unsportsmanlike called on the Las Vegas Showgirls. It seems as if both players for the Las Vegas Showgirls have been ejected with 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. And it's going to be first and 10 from about the 14-yard line, from the Showgirls' 14-yard line. Showgirls will have the ball moving from my left to right. And if I don't know, maybe if the Lynx can maybe strip the ball and make a few things happen, they'll be right back in this game. And you never know, another onside kick, and we could have ourselves a pretty good ball game here. Coach Dion comes out, he calls the formation, four wide receivers, shotgun formation with one back in the backfield. And it's a quarterback keeper. She is sweeping out to the right, and she has a lot of fielding. She's going to pick up a first down, and she is bumped out of bounds. Coach Dion is in her ear. He wanted her to stay in bounds so that clock can keep moving. That stops the clock with about 1 minute and 33 seconds, but she did pick up the first down. So it is first and 10 from about the 32-yard line. And we have an injured player on the field. We have an injury timeout here with 1 minute and 33 seconds. And the score is Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 6.
Out there to think that made
fans, everybody out there listening to this broadcast, you can visit the Las Vegas Showgirls website. That is www.lvshowgirls.com, www.lvshowgirls.com, girls with a Z. Check out daily for updates, stats, and player profiles. While you're there, be sure to sign up for official Las Vegas Showgirls newsletters and press release. I cannot quite see the number of that player, but she is needing assistance to get off the field. That is not good. That's not the way you want to end the game with 1 minute and 33 seconds. It is number 79. Number 79, Krista Beverly. So we have four wide receivers here for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Quarterback in right now is Nikki Johnson, number 5. She takes the snap, and she is going to keep it and run up the middle. She has some room. She cuts back, gain a yard, and she gets a first down. And that could possibly be one of the, maybe the last play of the game, the last positive play of the game, if Coach Dion decides to take a knee with 1 minute and 10 seconds as the clock runs down in this fourth quarter. It's going to be first down and 10 from the 44-yard line. And someone has called a timeout with 55.9 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Going to be first down and 10 from the 44-yard line. For those of you listening to this broadcast that are in Las Vegas, remember the post-game party is at the Candy Bar located at the Crave Lounge next to Planet Hollywood Casino and Resort at 11 p.m. Come meet the team and get autographs. Official merchandise is on sale now. Stock up on the coolest Showgirls gear at our merchandise table located near the concession area. And also, check out great gear online at www.lasvegasshowgirls.com. Las Vegas Showgirls break the huddle. They are still in shotgun formation with four wide receivers. So it looks like Coach Dion is electing to go ahead and run some more plays. And they hand the ball off, and that is a gain of about 8 yards, positive yardage, as the clock rolls down with about 43 seconds left in the game. The score is Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 6. That is going to make it second and about 2 from the 50-yard line. And the California Lynx called another timeout with 32 seconds remaining. With 32 seconds remaining here, we would also like to thank Faith Lutheran for allowing us to use their facilities here. And it has really turned out to be a beautiful night here. The temperature dropped a little bit, but all that wind that we had towards the second and third quarter has died down. There is no wind here. And it actually turned out to be a beautiful day for football. Looks like the Las Vegas Showgirls are going to go ahead and get their first win of the season with a 19-6 victory, and the California Lynx are going to go to 0 wins and 1 loss in their inaugural season. Showgirls line up in the victory formation. snap it, and they take the knee as the clock is running. Clock continues to run down. It's at about 20 seconds. Looks like that'll be the last play of the game. I'm not sure if they'll need to get another, if they'll need to maybe take another snap. And that will be the last play of the game here at Faith Lutheran Stadium here in Las Vegas. The final score, the Las Vegas Showgirls, 19, the California Lynx, 6. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. Be sure to tune in on May 30th when your Las Vegas Showgirls take on the Phoenix Prowlers. Kickoff will be at 6 p.m. I am Lawrence Turner, and thank you for listening to this broadcast. We'll sign out here with a little bit of the Las Vegas Showgirls theme music.